The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm now joined by Dr. Michael Oren. I'm playing Dr. Oren, Prime Minister Netanyahu's terrific presser yesterday, wherein a bit of theater was deployed for the purposes of underscoring that the Iranians have been lying, lying, lying. What is the reaction around the world that you've heard since this revelation?
Well, the first reaction, interesting, Hugh, it was always good to be with you, was European sources coming out and saying, yeah, we know they lied. That's why we signed the nuclear deal, so we can have greater inspections. But now, a day later, the French government is coming out and saying the fact that they lied and lied so bold-facedly over the course of 30 years means we've got to have a little bit more controls in this deal. This deal is inadequate to meet the threat. So just on that score alone, the fact that this appearance by the prime minister, this revelation of this extraordinary achievement by our Mossad, by our intelligence services, is already moving the goalposts. And I think it's going to be very influential as President Trump approaches that May 12th deadline.
You know, I have to ask you, I know you won't give us details about the Mossad operation that have not already been made public, but what do you expect is the reaction inside of Tehran? Their counterintelligence people now must be doing a rabbit trail. You know, Khamenei may be under investigation. Soleimani may be under investigation by the end of the day. What do you suppose is the reaction as they watch from inside Mullah Central?
I expect to see some trials and maybe some hangings in keeping with the Iranian regime's traditions. Any type of confusion that we can sow there, the sense of insecurity, is a multiplier effect from this operation. And, of course, we can't reveal any details of it, nor would I say that by exposing this information, by publishing the information, are we risking sources? Because I must tell you here, there are many times when Israel has information and we don't publish it in order to protect the sources. So this is an extraordinary, remarkable achievement, and it will have a real-time impact. What it's showing is that the entire Iranian nuclear deal is based on a lie. A lie. The Iranians were supposed to come clean about their nuclear military program. They did not.
Now, Dr. Oren, you know a lot of people are invested in this deal in America, not only in the former Team Obama people, but also in the American media that sold it, being manipulated by Ben Rhodes and others. And their reaction this morning is to focus on the fact that the White House has corrected a statement from saying Iran has a nuclear weapons program to Iran had a nuclear weapons program. Wholly the wrong lesson of this. But the question does remain, based on the fact that they lied about everything and you can now prove it, ought we to believe them that they are not now presently developing nuclear weapons as we speak?
You know, of course you can. Of course you can. And basically, the documents that revealed shows that the nuclear military program went further underground and bifurcated between an overt civilian program and a covert military nuclear program. They said that. It's in black and white there. But more to the point, Hugh, if the Iranians lied for 30 years about their military nuclear program, why then would you sign an agreement with them that would freeze their nuclear program or parts of their nuclear program for about 10 years? What, are you going to assume that at the end of 10 years they're not going to go back to lying? The whole logic behind this agreement, frankly, escapes me. This morning I was looking at a picture from 2015, a photograph of the signing ceremony of former Secretary of State, other world leaders standing behind Foreign Secretary Zarif of the Iranians, and everyone smiling, glowing. Are these the faces of people who know they're signing a nuclear agreement with a radical jihadist regime that has systematically lied about its nuclear weapons?
So let me ask you about the projected impact should President Trump repudiate the deal. There is the alarmists are saying this will be a huge step backwards. What would you actually say would be the consequence of America exiting the deal in terms of our allies and our efforts to work together to contain the Iranian regime?
I think, first of all, I know it's not going to happen. There's a sense that if the United States pulls out of the deal, Russians, Chinese will rush in to get all the contracts that American companies could have had. or that international businessmen will turn to Iran and invest further. That's just the opposite of what's going to happen. What happens is rational businessmen in the world will have to choose between doing business with a $500 billion Iranian economy or a $21 trillion American economy. And of course they're going to choose the American economy. There's a sense that there's a threat that Iran will rush out and enrich uranium to weapons grade level, or even rush out and create a nuclear weapon. Iran could have done that many times before 2015. It didn't do it because of one major factor, and I'm sitting in it, the state of Israel. And they know they can't do that. So that's what's not going to happen. My sense is that if the United States achieves fundamental fixes in the agreement or withdrawals from the agreement, a message will go out to the world. It'll go out to North Korea. It'll go out to our common adversaries around the world, to America and Israel's foes around the world, that America means business and not going to be a pushover. And you've seen the effect already, I think, in North Korea. People are internalizing that that there's a punch behind the words here.
And, well, let me ask you about the three, I count now three, I don't know if you can confirm or deny that, Israeli strikes on Syrian positions wherein Iranians were either developing or had already deployed missile technology in a way that could threaten Israel. At least one, I think it's three, including one over the weekend. Are we on the brink of an all-out confrontation between Iran and Israel in Syria?
Well, I can't comment on any of those strikes, Hugh, but and all I can say about the possibility of war between Iran and Israel around Syria, I hope not. But the fact of the matter is we have drawn red lines. We've drawn very bright red lines. Anybody shoots at us from Syria, we're going to shoot back. Iran sent an armed drone over our border several months ago to kill Israelis. We're going to fire back. If Iran tries to supply advanced missiles to Hezbollah, we're going to stop them. If Iran tries to build missile factories, even under populated areas in Syria, in order to upgrade the 130,000 rockets in Hezbollah's arsenal, we're going to stop that. If Iran tries to build a base, an airfield, a port in Syria, we're going to stop it. And I hope that that message will be internalized on the Iranian side.
Let me ask you one last question, Dr. Oren, because you are no stranger to American academia, having taught at Princeton for many years. There's a headline today I never thought I would read. Two Jewish fraternity brothers at Towson University, that's in Maryland, assaulted in anti-Semitic hate crime. No arrests have yet been made. The suspects have been taken into custody. They beat up the kids after shouting, F the Jews. Are you shocked that this would occur? This is things we see in Paris all the time, things that we see in Europe all the time. But in America?
Oh, no, anti-Semitism is a rising threat in the United States, but people very much focused on anti-Semitism of the right. I think it's very important to keep your eye on anti-Semitism on the left, because that is the greater anti-Semitism on American campuses. And I follow it very closely with growing concern, and I think that there has to be much more open discussion about it and awareness.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael Oren, always a pleasure. Minister Oren, thank you for joining us today from Israel. Look forward to our next getting together. Thank you. We'll put the audio of that up very quickly.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.